A ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith.
And as always, the ramp is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and the Sante Center for Healing. On today's edition of The Ramp, we need to issue a follow-up to something I heard on the station yesterday.
He's going to do it.
Point of contention.
Elon?
Not Elon. Huh. If you want to hear Elon, it's on the podcast page. Yeah. Check it out. But no. So yesterday, you know, we're doing mornings all week long, but I can't go too long without my sweet spot.
Same.
Had to tie off the tourniquet, close all the blinds, go home, right at 1 o'clock, fire up the app and listen to the sweet spot, which this week so far has been Mino and Sod on Monday, and then Sam Gannon yesterday and on Tuesday. I think Sean's back today, but Sam Gannon and with Mino.
She's from Fox 4.
She is from Fox 4. She likes Bad Bunny. She's from Boston. If you don't know anything about Sam. And then yesterday during the mix between The Invasion and The Sweet Spot, I hear Mino teasing something they're going to do off the top. And his tease is, we want to talk about a problem that Sam has with a coworker up here. And Sam and I have had a run-in in the past, but it's been talked about many times before. Her and I have addressed it on air together before. So I figured, no way are they going to bring that up again. Who is she in it with now? Like, who's in her crosshairs?
Like, did Pat do something to her? It's Ty Wupker bothering her?
Yeah, did she steal one of Cactus's gloves?
Bingo.
Like, what happened? But no, the more that Mino teases it, he's, you know, asking Donovan, you know about this story. This happened many years ago. I start thinking, oh, crap. This thing is coming back up. And then, yes, they start the show and start rehashing the story about when I got into it. Not got into it, but when I besmirched Sam Gannon of Fox 4.
When you tried to keep all female sports reporters down.
I had no intention of bundling all female sports reporters into one. I'll go and preface this by saying this was an old version of me. Version of Monty doesn't live here anymore.
You know what it was? This was your Jerry Jones photograph on the steps when they're trying to integrate the school. It's something that happened in your past, and if you don't know all the details, then maybe you would rush to judgment here, but you're not that person anymore.
I think I've changed the way I've done things in the past 5 years. I don't think you're recognizing that.
Is that fair?
That's exactly right.
Maybe it was the cancer talking.
I am not going to equate what I did with Sam to Jerry Jones potentially keeping black students out of his high school.
Well, it's
I won't
okay.
go that far.
It's okay because I already did. So you don't even have to.
I'm going
to
disagree with you on that. So
we've all got skeletons in our closet. It's okay. Some worse than others.
The story was, if you don't know, many years ago, back in 2019, again, old me, not current me.
Pre-pandy you.
Don't even right. recognize that,
yeah.
Monty.
I didn't even, yeah, at that time I was like, COVID, what the hell is that? But that guy said, you know, it would be hilarious on the day of the Super Bowl when Mino and I were up here getting ready to do a post-game show, I saw her post a photo of her and her colleagues, Mike Ducey and Jeff Kolb, and I think it was just a graphic with their pictures and their predictions of the score. And again, old Monty, so we'll refer to him as he thought it would be hilarious if he took this photo that some he thought was slightly provocative, add a Brazzers logo to it,
mm-hmm. What's that?
And post it again. It's a famous porn site.
Oh. Never heard of it.
I go to church. I don't
I'm guessing he didn't think that people might completely misconstrue that, or that may have been crossing a line with someone that you have only known for like a couple of weeks, and quickly got met with pushback I don't think that's funny. And I was like, I don't know why I don't think it's funny. But
everything I do is funny. Something wrong with you if you don't think
something
funny.
Hasn't changed there.
This
is a you problem. But no, I was like, I was talking to mine. I was like, I don't think Sam found that photo that funny. And so I took it down pretty much immediately. And
how often do you come to the realization that women don't think your porn joke series is as funny as you do? Because I think every time you tell one of those jokes, you could probably assume women probably don't think this is as funny.
See, you're
as
making a mistake in thinking that I'm talking to women that often. So joke's on you, pal.
Fair. Yeah. Okay.
Don't you feel like an idiot?
You got him. I guess. Yeah. I guess.
God, he looks so red now.
Yeah, you dummy. So I hear they're talking about this story yesterday, and I did start to feel bad about it, because I could tell that, yeah, she didn't enjoy the prospects of me entertaining that she was hooking up with coworkers. And since then, yeah, I've grown as a person.
Or just that your whole professional career is meaningless.
I wasn't thinking about it in those terms.
Kind of the worst thing you could it was just say about a female.
Adding a funny logo.
For anybody, not even if you know that person.
But funny only to him. But
now that I'm
him.
Thinking about it, may not have been a great idea.
Now you're thinking about it, Mike.
Pretty much within 5 minutes, I thought may not have been a great idea.
How quickly after he realized this wasn't going well for him, was he like, how do I get sympathy for my leg here? Like, how do I peel this back to me or turn this back to me?
So I think like a week before that or 2 weeks before that, Minu and I had gone on free for all. And so maybe I thought, okay, we're good friends. I can do this. I've not been on free for all since then. But the point of contention that I have is they talked about this on the Sweet Spot, and Sam said that she's over it, which I'm not going to say I don't care, but I don't want her to feel pressured to thinking that way. Like, if it still bothers her, that's perfectly fine. I understand. The point of contention I have is she told everybody that I have not apologized for it. She was like, I'm okay with it now. I just don't understand why he's never said I'm sorry about it. And that's where I'm calling BS, because I am with 1,000,000% certainty apologized to her multiple times for it. Both, I think, on social media and on the Ticket airwaves whenever, the one I can remember at least is when she was doing a show with Eli Jordan, and Minu and I did a mix with her, and Eli Jordan, 1 second into the mix, was like, hey, you want to talk about what you did to Sam? Not really, but okay. And I tried to find the audio. I hit up people in production up here. I talked to the guys at the Unticket. I tried to find anyone that could find audio from December 31st, 2021, which is when this show happened.
Suspicious he doesn't have audio.
To find.
And I don't see a tweet in
audio from that. But I know for a fact that, and I even confirmed with Eli because he remembers, I apologized multiple times during that.
Is it possible she didn't feel they were sufficient?
Or sincere.
Or sincere apologies.
Knowing me, I imagine that I backtracked quite a bit and right in front of her and apologized quite a bit. So,
but did you get on hand and knee and say you're sorry?
No, I didn't kiss her shoes. I just said I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos,
so
it'll be a home run.
Again, that guy not here anymore. Probably won't do something like that again. Although
probably
you never
he's leaving
know.
The door open.
I'm just saying. Sometimes comedy requires, you know, venturing out on.
You're Sam.
Teach requires. Us more about comedy.
You never look. You. I think you're the one who called me Comedy Jesus yesterday. So I'm just regurgitating your nickname.
Who's he talking to?
Whenever that
we
that
called
door
you
is open
fish yesterday.
Yeah, actually.
No, we called my penis a blobfish.
What?
So whenever
I wouldn't insult blobfish that much.
You think they would just mass genocide themselves if they found out they're being likened to me? So I will. I'll do this even. I'll be the bigger man.
Even though I've said it before. You're not scraping any dignity out.
So even though I've said it before.
You made the comment. You then claimed to apologized. She then says, I never got one. You're saying you did and not accepting it. And then you're saying it's her fault for not realizing that you already apologized. So she's
I'll say this. Let me say this because then we'll go. Let me say this. Even if she didn't hear it at the time, I apologize for nothing.